prophetic moment live open forum radio broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
And I'm your other host, Americus Cheney, Apostle Americus Cheney. Amen. We thank you, Gainesville and Jacksonville areas. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God for our guest today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for our guest today. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor James Brent. Introduce yourself.
I am Pastor James Brandt. I am the executive pastor of Zarephath Tabernacle right here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville,
Jacksonville.
Florida.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Thank you. Amen. Go ahead, Prophet.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Amen.
Soul Harvest Ministry.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're just glad. Praise God. Amen. For the man of God. Amen. To join us today. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to talk about mind stayed on him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your mind stayed on him. You know, it's a saying. Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. Amen.
Yes, yes.
But I guarantee if we keep it on Jesus. Amen. We don't have to worry about it being wasted. Amen. In Isaiah 26:3 say, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's important. If you don't keep your mind stayed on him, have you ever thought about your mind can cause starvation on your own mind?
That's good.
Amen.
Starvation
and starvation is like neglect. And
Amen.
What neglect leads to? Wow. Neglect leads to exhaustion. You be exhausted. You be weak because your mind is not stayed on Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So what we should do? We should turn our thoughts. Amen.
Yes.
And we should keep our eyes away from idols and look to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because guess what? Your mind, amen, is the greatest gift God has given you. And you ought to want devoted entirely to him. Amen.
Amen. Definitely.
It's the greatest gift. Amen. I'm going to tell you about what Paul said today. Paul says, thinking on right things and practicing them bring the God of peace. Amen.
Yes.
Many are missing the manifest presence of God in their lives because they have ungodly thinking.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good. That's
which
good.
Eventually leads to ungodly practice. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Paul also say the way a person think is an indication of both of his salvation and his fruitfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got an awesome panel here today. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to first start out with my husband, Apostle Cheney, and then praise God, we're going to go to Pastor James Brown. I know he got some awesome things. Amen. To
Amen.
Help us with talking about the mind. Amen. First of all, Apostle, I want to ask you, what is perfect peace?
Perfect peace is a, I'm going to quote this scripture, Ray, what you
Amen.
Just quoted, Isaiah 26
Amen.
And 3, in
yes.
the Orthodox Jewish Bible. You guys don't get mad at me because it's not in the KJV. But anyway, it says, that will keep him in shalom.
Yes.
Whose mindset is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee.
Amen.
I like
Amen.
How he put it, it takes it again, echoes
yes.
The mindset. And that mind, you know, the mind is the thought pattern. It is the soul. It is
yes.
the intellect.
Yes.
It is the. It belongs to the soulish part, and those things has to be renewed, and it has to be reinvented in the DNA of God. Because a lot of us, we still have Adam minded, and then because of the Adam mind, which is Adamic nature, it controls our thought patterns.
Yes.
And so therefore we're not. Peace is shalom. You and
yes.
those that are here and hear me in Gainesville and Jacksonville areas, you understand that it comes from the root word, and everyone hear me say this a lot of times, is shalem. Shalom is the root word of shalem. And
yes.
what it means is that not just I give you serenity and tranquility, amen, and relaxation of the mind, but I give you power.
Yes.
I give you love. I give you joy. I give you completeness. And wellness and wholeness. and all things. So that's Glory. What it means to have peace, wholeness, because anything without holiness, Pastor Brent, is impotence.
Yes.
Amen. And
yes,
he doesn't want us to be intimate. He will intimate. Impotent. He wants us, amen, to thrive.
Come on.
In his blood through his spirit. Amen.
Oh, that is awesome. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Brent, do you think having a heavenly mindset is very important for advancing the kingdom?
It is the most important thing to have.
Yes, yes.
When we have that type of mindset, we are open to heaven's supply.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
and a lot of times we're trying to do things on earth with the earth mindset, but we're trying to get heaven's principles. We're trying to get heaven's supplies, but we have to. The Bible says this. He says, "Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
Yes,
yes.
And so everything that happens on the earth with the believer, we ought to mirror.
Come on, preacher.
What happens in heaven.
I love it. Yes. I love it. Yes.
And if we're going to be kingdom minded, see, what I learned about even with corporate America, when you go to training,
mm-hmm.
Corporate America spends their own money to send you to training.
Yes.
They pay for the room and board, everything.
Everything.
So when we work for the kingdom, when we have the kingdom mindset, everything that we need comes from the King of the Kingdom.
Come on, preacher.
And so we don't have to be in our own mindset, as you said, the Adamic nature.
Yes.
And so many times we don't get things done because we're yet in the Adamic nature.
Yes.
We're in the Adamic mindset.
Yes.
And we can't get heaven's agenda done
because
heaven cannot be open to the Adamic nature.
Come on, that's good. Yes, sir.
And
yes,
so
sir.
We have to have that heavenly mindset in order to do heaven's agenda.
Heaven's agenda. I like that.
Man, got a scripture, Colossians 3:2.
Yes.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Our affection, our heart's desire, our goal, looking to heaven.
Yes.
Not to things around us on earth.
Yes, right. Yes.
Amen.
Go ahead. I like that. Hallelujah. That is awesome. Amen.
Go ahead, Dr. T. Well, the scripture says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
Yeah,
and what happens is that before there's a transformation, there has to be a renewal. The mindset has to shift into change in the mind of Christ. What was the mind of Christ? Was to do the will and the purpose of the Father that sent me.
Yes.
The very purpose of Him being sent. A lot of times we're not doing our purpose because we don't understand the purpose of our sending.
Ooh, that's good.
See, and see, I like that. Amen.
Look at my wife looking so. I love it.
And there's that anointing on that man of God. That's what it is. And so, and what we have to felt understand it means to the metamorphosis state to be to come into the newness. Old things become. All things become new in God. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new in God. So the old things are passed away. All the new things become new in God. The new things.
Yes.
So there's nothing new except if it's in God. See, and we're trying to bring something in the newness without the Spirit of God.
That's
and
good.
So that means to that transformation comes from a word morph.
Yes.
Where we get, it means to ascend and reposition oneself. So a lot of times we want to have the right mindset, but we're not willing to reposition ourselves. You know, we still hang around folk that has the wrong mindset, and we think that we can shift and change, but they're making an influence on our lives, and so we're still taking and keeping that old thing. But go ahead.
That is awesome.
Y'all going to have me preach up in here.
Amen. I'm coming from James 4:3 that says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Amen. So, Pastor Brent, do you think a carnal-minded person may believe in God and pray for things, but God is only a means to his desires?
Wow.
That's a good one, my God.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
I believe that there are times that God will God will allow you to pray those prayers.
Yes, yes. Mm.
He'll allow you to get it out. And God does some of those things. The Bible says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
Unjust,
I love
yes.
that. Yes, yes.
But when we have this place in God, when
Come
we have
now.
This place in God,
yes.
God is not a sugar daddy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He's not a sugar daddy. He's Come not on. He's not this just bill paying God.
Yes.
And a lot of times people only come to God when they're in trouble.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
God, I need your help. I hadn't bent my knee down, and Lord, you know my heart. And that's one thing that we really have to get away from.
Yes.
Because we use that cliche, well, God knows my heart. Yeah, he really knows your heart. The Bible
yes.
says that the heart of the man is utterly wicked.
Yeah, yes. amen.
And so we use God when we want to use him, and we try to get from God when we want to get from him. But those that are in the place,
yes,
in the place of yes. God, in that mindset, we keep that mindset, and then our mindset, it bleeds over to our activity.
Come
where
on,
we
preacher.
Live for God.
Yes.
See, there's a lot of people that talk about God, but Come then on. There are some, there's a remnant that lives
for
him.
God.
Yes. And then
it.
When you live for him, yes. he's on call to you.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He's
yes.
on call
That's
to
cover.
You.
Come on.
And
Amen.
So when you call him, the Bible says that he's nigh you. Even in your mouth
yes.
he's right there
yes,
to answer your call. He's right there to answer your petition. But those that just look for him as the sugar daddy.
Come on.
Those that look for him just to pay it this week and I got it next week.
Mm.
You can only get so much from him.
Come
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, yes.
But when you have the mindset, we get so much.
Come on, come on, come on. I like Hallelujah. That. I like that.
I love it. Amen. We have praise God. We have a call on the line that needs prayer. Praise God. Brother Willie. Praise God. You here? Brother Willie? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I think we lost him. Well, maybe a caller's right back. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Brother Willie, you still there? Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to ask my husband, Apostle Cheney, tell everybody, what is a stronghold?
Oh, my God. It's a fortified place. A stronghold is a fortified place. It's powerful because it's interchangeable. Yeah. One, it could keep something from entering in or keep something from going out.
Yes.
And so what the enemy does is he has a stronghold on our minds because of, well, y'all listen to me, those that are listening, because I struggled with this years ago because of memorial places, things that we have built up to worship.
Yes.
And then it becomes idolatry.
Yes.
And what he does is he holds us then and then constrains us and restricts us
yes.
from furthering the purpose of God and the will of God, because like I said, a mindset is a position
yes.
on the Father. I heard Pastor James, he was saying that God is a lot of them, men of God, they know him just as God,
yes.
but we know him as Abba.
Abba.
Yes. We know him as Abba God, Father.
Yes.
And that's the difference. Amen. But Brother Willie, are you on the line?
Okay. Brother Willie? Praise God. Amen. You here for prayer, Brother Willie? You here?
Amen. Go ahead, Dr. Cheney.
Okay. I don't hear him. Amen. Praise God. Brother Willie? Amen.
Now go ahead.
Okay. Praise God. Okay. Amen. Yes. This man of God really need prayer, so praise God. I'm going to ask, amen. Well, even though he's not on here, maybe he can hear us. Praise God. Amen. Prophet, could you pray for him? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift that brother Willie before you, yes, Father. Lord. We declare that you'll make his path straight, Father. We declare in the name of Jesus that you'll move those obstacles out of his way, Father. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Father, in hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Lord. Thank in you, Jesus, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Go amen. Ahead. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Brent, amen. Can a stronghold be personal attitude? Can it be worry? You know how people seeking approval from other people? Do you look at that as being a stronghold?
It is a stronghold because it's in the mind.
Yes.
Come on, preacher.
So
the battleground.
Yeah.
The battleground is the mind.
Yes.
And so when the enemy wants to get us, he targets the mind.
Yes.
He targets the mind.
That's good.
Because the mind is a part of the soul.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Your mind.
Yes.
Your will. Mm-hmm. And your emotion.
Intellect. Yes.
Yes.
And so when he attacks the mind, he attacks that thing that causes you to say or do or not say or not do.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so if he can put fear, if he can put frustration in your mind, it becomes a stronghold.
Yes.
And then you won't cry out.
Mm-mm.
Come on, preacher.
Mm-mm.
You won't walk toward.
That's good.
Yes.
Or you will retreat.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good.
And so
he
always targets your mind. If he can get your mind, he has you.
Come
he
on.
He has you.
And that's why David said in the 51st Psalm, he says, create in me a clean heart. And when the Bible talks about the heart of a man, it's really talking about the mind.
Mind, yes.
Yes.
Because we are controlled about by our mind.
Yes.
Yes.
And so if the enemy can handle us with our minds,
hallelujah.
If he can handle our minds, he has us right where he wants us. He don't care about you coming to church. Come on.
Come on. Come on now.
But let me keep the stronghold on your mind.
I love
it. Yes.
And you won't hear God because you got so much fear. You got so much frustration. I'm boggling down your mind with everything. And you'll never hear the word of God because you got so many voices going on in your mind.
Yes.
But he's the word, you just went to it, Isaiah.
Yes.
Isaiah said, whose mind is stayed on me.
Yes.
I will keep them in perfect peace. And that word perfect, it does not mean without flaw, but it means complete.
Come on.
I love it.
Yes. It means complete. I'll keep you in complete peace.
Hallelujah.
God never does anything.
Come on, preacher.
Anytime God does anything, he does it in complete form.
Yes,
I love it.
And so he will never give you a portion of peace.
Come on, preacher.
He'll never give you half a piece and you got to work for the rest.
Woo.
Ooh,
he said,
good.
I'll give you perfect peace. And all I require for you to do is just trust me.
And just trust
me. I love it. I love
it.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have they're on the line at the same time?
Oh, okay. Sister Annette. Let's go to Sister Annette.
Okay, Sister Annette, and then we'll praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to pray for Sister Annette. Apostle, can
Sister
you
Annette,
pray for
are
Sister
you
Annette?
Are you on the air, on the radio?
Sister Annette?
Are you there?
Hello?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You there, Sister Annette?
No.
Glory.
Amen. And I wanted to say something. What Pastor Brent said, and it's so powerful because he begins to. Is anyone there? Amen. And you said something, man of God, and it's very powerful because the word, we're not connected to the word, and we can't hear the word because of the fact that we haven't kept our minds on the Father. There's the spiritual word and Rhema, and then there's Logos, which is the scriptural word. And a lot of us, we're not listening to the rhema of God's word, and Jesus is the word. So there is no intimate relationship with him. So when we're hearing the Logos, we refrain from it because not just the enemy, because we haven't spent time with him.
It's no connection.
And then there's no connection. And so
love it. Yes.
And so those that are listening, amen. Pastor Brent was saying something very powerful. You know, yes. Saying the Logos, the Rhema, I meant the written word, the scriptural, and then the Rhema is the spoken word, the continuing word of God. It is the spirit of part of the Lord where that he begins to speak.
Yes.
And we have to become connected with him. What you said, America, is what I'm saying is that get some intimacy with the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Love it. Yes.
Because without the Holy Spirit bringing you understanding,
yes,
you'll always be without. Go ahead, Dr. Chan.
That is powerful. Amen. Amen. I believe we have a caller on the line. Praise God. Amen. Brother Willie? Brother Willie? Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
and I think was saying that, praise God, even though we're not able to get him on there, amen, that's okay. We're still going to pray for him. Amen.
We pray for him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Evans, pray for him.
Pray for Sister Annette. Praise God. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Annette before you, Father. We declare, Lord, Father, that you will make her path straight.
Yes.
We declare blessings over her. We speak prosperity come now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we command Satan to stop and desist his maneuvering acts against her, her family, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Apostle, I wanted to ask you, it's a world wide view. Do you consider that as a stronghold?
Oh, definitely. And something that Bishop McLaughlin had told us one particular time, and he talked about epistemology. Was you there?
Yes.
And the modernization and while we're here and the worldview versus, you know, the postmodernism and where we're at now. Why did we get here? And the worldview is based on a demonic mindset.
Yes.
Because it is controlled by a demonic war set or something satanic.
Yes.
And it has infiltrated in the church and our theology. And if you, beloved, and I don't want to sound theological, but if you don't police your policing your theology, you'll get messed up.
Yeah.
You'll call that which is God evil and the evil God.
Yes.
Because of the fact that you're not in tune with him. There's no intimacy. Worship means to kiss him. And so you're not kissing him. And that worldview always turn away from the Father. Yes. It does not bring us. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, love not the things of the world. Amen. And so, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So these are the dominant worldviews, amen, and it'll always be that, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. See, and so these are the worldviews, amen, and it has nothing to do with glorifying the Father, amen.
Amen, awesome, amen. Now, in Colossians, the third chapter, and the first verse says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, amen. I'm Pastor Brent. What does Paul mean by the believer being raised with Christ?
Being raised with Christ is not just what we call baptism.
Come on, preacher.
All right, now. I love it. Yes.
But it is being raised to a lifestyle, being raised to a mindset, being raised to an endeavor.
Yes.
To do Christ's work on the earth.
Come on, preacher.
We have to possess, we have to maintain the mind of Christ.
Yes.
We have to. And the enemy is going to try everything to divert our attention, detour our attention.
Yes.
But we have to keep our minds focused.
Yes.
We have to keep our minds focused.
I love it.
And the same things and greater have we been challenged with.
Yes.
But we have to keep that mindset because if we don't keep that mindset, we'll fall into those worldviews.
We will fall.
That's so real.
But if we constantly, and it cannot be just one day we are risen with Christ, but we have to rise with him every day.
Yes.
I love it.
We have to be risen with him every day.
Yes.
The Bible says whatsoever thoughts are pure, whatsoever thoughts are just, whatsoever thoughts of good report. He said, if there be any virtue in these, think on these things. You have to keep your mind. And when we keep our mind, there are some great things that are going to happen for us.
Awesome.
So many people are being distracted. So many people are being detoured.
Yes.
But, beloved, if we can keep our mind stayed on him, we're going to qualify at the end.
Yes. That is so powerful, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love it.
You know, when we keep our minds on him, the Lord Jesus, he died for our sins. He was on the whipping post, and he shed his blood. He poured out his blood. Amen. For us, for you, that you have his mind. He gives us peace. He brings us stillness in our soul. Some of us, we're so combobulated. Yeah. Amen. And I can sense that in the spirit. We don't know which way to go.
Yes.
Amen. But if we keep, he's able to keep us still. But there has to be sacrifice of praise. And I knew the church world, we've heard that phrase. And I know sometimes it may even seem difficult, but supernaturally, when you yield to the Lord Jesus, he said that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved.
Yes.
Amen. My hands is not too short that I cannot deliver, that I cannot save. And having that mind in Christ, he seated us in heavenly places with him. We are seated in heavenly places. That's realms of the spirit. We have access to spiritual realms and authorities and powers, amen, unto him, because Jesus died for us.
Yes.
And he died for you, beloved. So you don't have to have that mind of worry.
Come on.
He said, cast these things from you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's easily besets you. The sin and the weight that compounds you, that easily tear you apart. That comes to, amen, to tear you up and brings distress. Yeah. Only thing you have to do is just rely upon him and release it to Jesus. And he's able to deliver.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Amen. Amen. Now, remember, your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. Yeah. And you ought to devote it entirely to him. You should seek to bring every thought in captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? When you do that, the greatest excess of your faith when trial comes, because of your faith and your spirit of God, it will all work out for you together. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I want to announce that this church is having a revival. Praise God. It's a 3-night revival, July the 26th through July the 28th. And it's going to be at For Your Soul Gospel International Ministries, 49 North Bowling Street, Jacksonville, Florida. The theme is Seek Ye First. The first night of the revival, July the 26th, that Friday, we're gonna have Prophet Jermaine Knowles at 7 p.m. Awesome man of God. Amen. Now, that Saturday, they're going to have Assistant Pastor Felicia Jones at 7 p.m. And on that Sunday, they're going to have Overseer Michael Walker at 12 p.m. The host of this revival is Dr. Camelot and Thedka Bonverture. I'm sorry if I messed up your name. Bonverture. Amen. Amen. If you have any questions with God in the revival, you can call 904-586-7238. And you don't want to miss this 3-night revival. Praise God.
Amen. We want to ask Pastor James Brett, we got 1 minute. Man of God, pray for those in their mind.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity today to share with many over the airways. And God, I ask you right now, if there are any under the sound of my voice that are troubled in their mind, that are going through pressures, that are going through different things in their mind, I ask you right now to take complete control.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, do it today and cause them to have a peaceful rest of their day, peaceful rest of their week, peaceful rest of their life.
Yes,
God, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Yes, Jesus.
And God, all you ask for us to do is trust you. And God will trust you in all our ways. And your word said that you would direct our path. So now, God, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You be blessed.